Well, every day counts in an election year because the election year calendar is, as I think you're noting, is so much shorter than in the so-called off year.
I looked at the daybook for tomorrow, and I see that there are about 7,000 budget hearings tomorrow, and it seems like every agency is on the Hill tomorrow. What all is Congress going to try to smash into the next couple of weeks and months?
Well, they do want the House Republicans do want to get their version of a budget resolution out by the end of March, which is actually what the law requires. But the Senate, led by the Democrats, has no interest in following along and doing their own budget. But Paul Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, is committed to at least keep his half of the process going on time. He's indicated that he is going to propose, and then the House will pass, a budget that has a little bit less in discretionary spending in it than was agreed to last summer. That'll be mostly a symbolic move, though, because, as I said, the Senate Democrats won't go along.
Now, we have go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that is the main goal to get done by the end of March, that and ideally a compromise on the so-called highway bill, which looks like it got easier in the last few days because John Boehner and the Republicans have essentially given up on their ambitious five-year, 260-some-odd-billion-dollar plan are going to come back next week with something close to what the Senate's doing, so there could be a deal relatively quickly there.
This highway transportation bill, a potential compromise there, comes not too long after we had a compromise on the payroll tax cut extension bill. Is this a new era of good feelings on the Hill, or is this just is there some kind of political expediency here?
No, it's definitely the latter. I think it's the era of quick capitulation in the face of problems, because John Boehner and the Republicans have picked a relatively small list of things that they want to get done this election year. This is one of them, some sort of extension of the highway bill, at least through the election. And so he ran into a buzzsaw of opposition last week, not only from Republicans who think it costs too much, but from Democrats who think it doesn't spend enough, and from everybody who represents a suburban or urban area like ours, who were furious that this bill would have essentially cut off the guarantee of funding for subways and bus systems that's been around for 40 years.
My sense of that, as I read through what was going on through reading you and your colleagues at CQ and Roll Call, was that I pictured this long line of people going to Boehner's office or finding him on the floor saying, "Don't you dare prevent me from getting projects in my district when I'm trying to go back in about a month and a half and get reelected."
That's exactly right. So what they'll do is they'll do just a short-term bill that'll get them through the election. Everybody will take the equivalent hit of no earmarks, and then there is some talk that early next year, with, you know, hopeful spring eternal for all these issues, with whoever wins the presidential election and whoever wins control of Congress.
Now, there seems to be, though, a line of progression setting up here that I think people would have been surprised a month or so ago. I mentioned the payroll tax cut extension. You're talking about the highway bill. We go back to the FAA authorization bill. There's compromise here that we haven't seen in a long time. And so the schools of thought that either nothing would happen this year or a lot would happen this year because of it being an election year, the latter seems to be the case there, or am I maybe a little overly optimistic, David?
I think that might be a little overly optimistic. I think that there could be this little burst now. Then there will be a long hiatus, I think, for most of the summer and into the fall and beyond until the election, where very little will get done. I do think that people should plan on taking very little time off between Veterans Day and Christmas if they have any interest in shaping legislation, because there will be a lame duck session. It'll start right after the election. It will be very, very legislation-filled, news-packed. The fate of the Bush tax cuts will be decided then. The fate of the so-called sequestration will be decided then. That's going to be the busy time of the year.
All right, so I'm going to then use a word that I really hate to use, but it seems like we might be headed that direction. Is that when we start to get into the whole continuing resolution conversation? Does that appear more and more likely as time goes on?
Oh, I think that there will be a continuing resolution from the time the fiscal year starts on October 1st, at least until Thanksgiving or beyond. That probably none of the regular appropriations bills that are going to spend the trillion plus in discretionary money, probably none of those will get done, I would think, by October 1st.
No.
There will be a CR. There will be a CR. It'll probably have to go until after the election.
We have a list on federalnewsradio.com called the buyout, called the bill tracker, where we have lists, a list of all the legislation that affects potentially federal employees' pay and benefits. The thing that I took out of the payroll tax cut extension, though, is that there are enough members of Congress, particularly on the in the Senate side, that are still willing to hold up a bill that includes provisions that affect federal employees, current federal employees, that it's my theory that we won't see much of anything this legislative year that affects current feds. It's all going to be pushed to future feds, like in that bill. Is that a reasonable prediction on my part, do you think?
I do think that's a reasonable prediction. I think that it's exactly what you saw play out on the so-called pay for the payroll tax extension. That'll be repeated. If any additional money needs to be extracted this fall from future entitlements, it will be taken out of the as yet unawarded benefits to people who haven't been hired yet, but the people who are now on the payroll will be held harmless.
So what is the literal timeline that we have? Congress is back today, and as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, really gets back into heavy business tomorrow. How long will they be here and until, I guess the next break would be the spring break?
That's right. The House has a pretty light work week because, as I said a couple of minutes ago, their original plan was to debate this highway bill. They've now put that off for the week to try and retool it and shrink it down. But that actually is a sign of progress, not delay. The Senate will be working on its own version of the highway bill this week. Both sides have the lights on this week and next week. Then the House is gone for a week, but the Senate's in. Then both sides are back for two more weeks, and then, right, it's the weeks of April 3rd, I think they're called, and April 10th are the two recess weeks, bracketing Passover and Easter.
This is just a point of personal interest. Is it harder now to cover Capitol Hill because the schedules aren't concurrent as much as they used to be?
It's hard to keep our newsrooms staffed because generally at places like CQ and Roll Call, the rule of thumb is you're not allowed to take a vacation if Congress is meeting.
Right.
And one half or the other of Congress is almost always meeting. They rarely are having coordinated vacations. They're doing a little bit better on it this year than they did last year. They're taking a little bit more time off together, but not like the old days where they were in lockstep all the time.